This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And looking at where the markets ended today, the Dow up 69 points, S&P 500 at 1761, the NASDAQ 3922. And if we take a look at Treasury rates, once again, they look like they're on their way up, my friends. And the 10-year note went from a 2.5% yield, I believe it was yesterday, to 2.62% today. Not a good sign. Not a good sign at all. And I think the reality is that we could be seeing another dramatic increase in the interest rates on the 10-year notes, which, as you already know, is going to just continue to trash the existing portfolios of banks, insurance companies, pension funds, and everything else that's out there. Just remember this, that the 10-year note is a major index here. And basically, you take a look at the bond market, and a 1% increase in the Treasury, a 1% increase in the rate that the Treasury 10-year note pays will cause a 10% decline in value for any existing bonds or treasuries. So in other words, if rates go up 1%, you can expect the 10-year note to lose 10%. And of course, if we start talking about the 20-year or 30-year, where you're basically buying an interest rate for that long of a period, the damage could be more severe. And again, I want to point out that if we go back to the housing collapse of 2007-2008, the Fed just raised rates a full percentage points. That was it over the course of about a year. And that's what triggered the collapse of the housing market. So it doesn't take much movement on these things. And as you already know, the Fed has been basically doing everything they can to stop the yield on the Treasury note from going higher. And they've been doing that by spending $45 billion a month on Treasuries and $40 billion a month on mortgage-backed securities. So clearly, their little investment plan isn't paying off. And it's because foreign governments are selling Treasuries. And if they weren't selling them, then the Fed wouldn't need to be buying them. And the reality is that this is only going to accelerate. Now, what else is going on? Well, we take a look at consumer rates. And a 30-year fixed loan today is at 4.15%. 15-year fixed, 3.22%. And we look at what the banks are paying on their CDs, 1.36% for a 5-year CD, 0.81% on a 2-year, and a 1-year, 0.67%. Car loans, 2.91%. Reality is, as rates continue to increase, then you're going to see more and more bad things happening in this economy. There's absolutely no way around it. Now, one of the things that is also going on today is the Chinese, in all their major publications, came out and said that their nuclear submarines are capable of a widespread attack on the United States. Chinese state-run media revealed for the first time this week that Beijing's nuclear submarines can attack American cities as a means to counterbalance U.S. nuclear deterrence in the Pacific. On Monday, leading media outlets, including China Central TV, People's Daily, Global Times, People's Liberation Army Daily, China Youth Daily, ran identical top headline reports about the awesomeness of the People's Liberation Army's Navy Strategic Submarine Force. This is the first time in 42 years since the establishment of our Navy Strategic Submarine Force that we reveal on such a large scale the secrets of our first generation underwater nuclear force, the Global Times said in a lengthy article titled China for the First Time Possesses Effective Underwater Nuclear Deterrence Against the United States. The article features 30 photos and graphics detailing, among other things, damage projections for Seattle and Los Angeles after being hit by Chinese nuclear warheads and the deadly radiation that would spread all the way to Chicago. So bottom line is, as they put it in all these papers, the impact of Chinese nuclear weapons hitting the West Coast. 30 photos, graphics, with damage projections for Seattle, Los Angeles after being hit by Chinese nuclear warheads and the deadly radiation that would spread all the way to Chicago. China's subfleet is reportedly the world's second largest, with about 70 vessels. About 10 are nuclear powered, and 4 or more of those are nuclear ballistic submarines capable of launching missiles. Heavily influenced by Soviet naval models that stressed underwater forces, China's nuclear submarine development began with the reverse engineering of a Soviet Gulf-class conventional-powered sub in the 1950s. In the 1980s, China developed its first ballistic missile sub. In 2010, a new class of missile sub entered the service. It is capable of launching 12 to 16 JL-2 missiles with a range of about 8,700 miles, covering much of the continental U.S. with single or multiple independently targetable reentry vehicle warheads. Now, I want to point out to you that if you recall during the Clinton Gate scandals, where they talked about L'Oreal Corp and how missile technology was transferred via executive order from the United States to China, and how basically prior to the Chinese receiving that technology, their rockets would explode off the launch pad. So the technology that these multinationals have given to the Chinese is now being used to at least send a strong message to these United States. And this isn't about the fact that they could retaliate against the United States. That's not what it's about at all. This is about what's going on with the economy, with treasury rates, with all these other things. Chinese calculations for nuclear attacks on the U.S. are chillingly macabre. Because the Midwest states of the U.S. are sparsely populated, in order to increase the lethality, our nuclear attacks should mainly target the key cities on the west coast of the United States, such as Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. They're naming their targets here, the Global Times said. The 12 JL-2 nuclear warheads carried by one single type, SSBN, can kill and wound 5 million to 12 million Americans, the Global Times reported. China has also developed land-based intercontinental ballistic missiles, which has a range of 7,000 to 7,500 miles. Remember what I said? During Clinton Gate, when this technology was transferred to the Chinese, they became capable of producing ICBMs that could travel 7,000 to 7,500 miles. If we launch our DF-31A ICBMs over the North Pole, we can easily destroy a whole list of metropolises on the East Coast and the New England region of the U.S., including Annapolis, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Portland, Baltimore, and Norfolk, whose population accounts for about one-eighth of America's total residents, the Global Times said. All the state-run press reports stress the point that the People's Liberation Army's missile submarines are now on routine strategic patrol, which means that China, for the first time, has acquired the strategic deterrence and second strike capabilities against the United States. And it goes on, and we could talk about it. But here's the thing here, my friends. If you think about conflict with the Chinese, we learned in North Korea or in Korea that we can't beat these guys in the conventional war. We tried. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll come back again, taking your phone calls, and we will be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Paul Drucken, Financial Report, and my website, InternetTruth.org. And my friends, remember, if you're looking to buy gold or silver, gold and bullion, silver bullion, gold coins, silver rounds, you can do it through me and through Republic Trading Group. All you have to do is visit the Republic Trading Group website, or you can email me, pdrockton@aol.com. Visit me, 1266 East Center in Spanish Fork, Utah. Call me on my cell at 330-636-6292. We've got Joe from Los Angeles. Joe?
My call. In regards to the Chinese releasing that information yesterday, I was wondering if I could have your opinion on what you think happened in, I think it was November 2010. Here, I saw it that day. I live in San Pedro. It's in the L.A. Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Mattson said that a nuclear, basically intercontinental missile was launched off of Catalina Island, or just off of Catalina Island, and that supposedly the trajectory landed in mainland China, and that he was speculating, or his sources in Asia, that it was in fact a Chinese missile, and basically it shot across our bow, and at the time it was had to do with some sort of economic deals,
mm-hmm.
and basically the devaluing of the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got $1.3 trillion invested, you know. There's a couple of things I can see them not being happy about, and number one would be that they basically have $1.3 trillion of treasury debt that lost $130 billion over the summer. Looks like they're going to lose some more money on them. I mean, from an economic standpoint, I got to be honest with you. I don't think this is basically an agenda that is, you know, hundreds of years old that we're watching unfold here. And these people that are behind the agenda, no, they're just trying to build their one world, you know, new world order. That's what this is all about.
Do you believe that was launched, was in fact a Chinese missile, or do you think it was something our U.S. military did, or some sort of...
I read a little bit about it. You know, I don't know. I really don't. But either way you look at it, whatever it was. I mean, did you actually witness the launch?
Yeah, it was crazy because as I'm driving home, it's going south on the freeway, and basically the freeway ends in San Pedro. Mm-hmm. As I'm driving home, I see this, you know, big contrail shooting upwards, though, and usually they're crisscrossing across the sky. Mm-hmm. And there's an island here, one of the Channel Islands is an actual military base. So the first time I actually ever noticed the chemtrail, it was... I was thinking, oh, it's got to be a missile from one of the islands. It was several years back. Mm-hmm. And that's what basically got me to start noticing the lines in the sky. But so that day, I was just, you know, assuming, okay, that's got to be some sort of testing that they're doing over there. But then when the media started playing at the local news here, they're basically putting out a bunch of propaganda as they didn't know what it was. It was a small airplane, or it could have been a model airplane. Mm-hmm. But this thing was spiraling. And there's an actual video of it and of the newscast itself.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, the real
question. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. The real question about that is, I don't know anything about who launched it, or, you know, or why. I mean, it could have been a test, could have been anything. You know, when you start getting into, was it directed at China? Did it hit China? I don't know if it was directed at them. It could have been just a test launch. The problem we have is we don't know, you know, where it ended up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I mean, that kind of hit the news for a while, and then it disappeared. And I just had one more other possible scenario. I don't know what you think. Of course, I agree on the powers that be trying to establish a one-world government and all, but
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've seen the video of an FBI guy in the 80s, early 80s, testifying as to agenda of certain people,
mm-hmm.
Mainly Bill Ayers and Obama's friend,
mm-hmm.
Wanting to basically... take over the presidency one day, which apparently now has happened,
mm-hmm.
and that basically they had an agenda of basically giving certain parts of our country up to the Chi-Coms and Cuba and Vietnam, and that was their answer to the resisting Americans who would not be willing to go down without a fight, that they would have re-education camps down in the Southwest, and which now we know there's, you know, military documents indicating that there are actually re-education camps of 2010 that were public.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that these people, including, you know, Obama's friends and the people in our government, are capable of doing some backdoor deal and allowing China to invade the West Coast? I know last year there was a Chinese battleship that was off of San Francisco. They were doing some sort of war games involving our military as well.
Mm-hmm.
And here I see all these container ships, literally by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, coming into this harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And each ship, each container can, you know, can have 100 soldiers in it. You know, so we're totally susceptible from a Trojan horse scenario.
Well, it's not just not the port, San Diego. I mean, the other issues is the, basically the, give me a second, I'll tell you what they're called here. the zones, free trade zones, I think they're called, that would have been set up in different states. Yeah, free economic zones. Yeah, like in Idaho, if you go by the Idaho airport, I've seen this one. The Chinese have basically what would amount to Chinese soil on American soil. It's a Chinese colony here. So no one can inspect. Yeah, no one can expect what comes in. No one expects what goes out. So, you know, I mean, that would be, they can just fly it in, I guess. And the fact that they just got so much leverage, Joe. You know, you brought some awesome questions that I promise you I'll talk about them after the break, okay?
No worries. And just one other possible scenario. We have 30 million, you know, I'm Hispanic, I'm half, you know, Mexican, you know, half Cuban, but 100% American. I'm against this allowing illegal aliens to come over here and run rampant and do, basically violate our system and disrespect our way of life. But not to disregard the people who come here who really want to do good for themselves and their families, but we have 30 million illegal aliens here, and just let's say 1% or 0.5% of those people are cells for Mexican cartels. That too can be a possible scenario. So we just gotta, as Americans, just be aware we're vulnerable, and I think everybody is now. We're locking and loading, and hopefully never have to come to that point. But I think the people are waking up, and it's thanks to people like you. And I know there's a lot of infighting in several groups, but I appreciate everybody who's fighting for truth and justice, man, and I appreciate you guys, man.
Well, Joe, thank you. All right. You have a great afternoon and a great weekend.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good stuff. I'll talk about after the break. Jim from South Carolina. Jim, you with us? Looks like we lost Jim.
No, I'm still here, I think.
Okay, hey, Jim, we're going to be heading into a break. So as soon as you hear the music, I'll bring you back after the break. Just stay with me, but go ahead.
Okay. Chinese, I think that's a world threat that the Chinese have foisted upon us there with their nuclear force. Why would they want to why would they want to destroy half of the country that they could take over by force very easily? Meaning that they have weaponry now that they can render us blind and dumb. Remember a cruise ship in the middle of the Pacific that lost its power mysteriously?
Mm-hmm.
That was a test of the Chinese pulse weapon, and it ran in Izvestia in Russia the day after the test was completed.
Well, I think that the biggest threat that we face, and the one that is going to be the hardest to determine where it came from for us, we the people, is going to be viral. I've said that all along. I think it's going to be a biological weapon. And I think that's, like you pointed out, why destroy the infrastructure when all you need to do is just wipe off the population. And you can keep the infrastructure intact. So, but on the other hand, I look at the infrastructure and some of it's in so bad a shape, it's got to be replaced anyway.
Well, we've got an army. The Chinese have an army of 350 million, and that's the population of the United States.
Jim, stay with me through the break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back, my friends. Some good comments. Feel free to call in, and we will be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Brockman Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, remember, if you're looking to sell your gold or your silver, contact me. Obviously, you'll get more money from me than you will anywhere else for your stuff. And obviously, you know that you'll get it quickly. Also, we do look at and we do buy high-grade diamonds. So I'm just throwing that out there as well. Okay, we've got we have Jim with us from South Carolina. And
still
I just want to continue the conversation. Okay, so let me just throw this around, all right? Let me just reverse this a second. What would happen if the United States were to publish an article that showed how much nuclear damage we could do to the cities, the main or the largest cities in China? How would the world react to that?
They would react with absolute shocked horror that we would publish something like that.
And even our own media is not reacting with shock and horror. I doubt this will even be reported in the lamestream media. I think it'll be ignored.
Yeah, well, I think it's being ignored because you're the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, that's what I do, my friend, is I make sure the stuff I present is important and matters. You know what I mean?
Yes, well, I know.
So let's just take a look here. So we know that the Korean conflict, that we were not able to beat the Chinese, because when we pushed the North Koreans back into North Korea and we moved into North Korea and we're moving towards the Chinese border, then a bunch of Chinese soldiers came into North Korea and pushed our troops all the way back to the 44th parallel, right?
Right. I'm very well aware of the Korean conflict, as they want to call it.
Yeah. I mean, we suffered heavy casualties, and it was a conventional war. So, you know, we could talk about technology, but technology isn't going to do us any good when you're talking about these kind of numbers of conventional troops.
No, they're that's an overwhelming force.
Yeah.
That's what, and there's no way that you can fight an overwhelming force. I've heard it said in many circles that you can take the Chinese six abreast and start marching them into the ocean, and you will never run out of Chinese.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's one out of every five people in this world is Chinese. Now let's go back to the 1960s. And when you take a look at the movements in the 1960s, you know, one of the things people don't realize is these people don't fight fair. I mean, the international criminals, we'll call them, don't fight fair. I mean, they're into divide and conquer. They're into pitting America against America. The way they got us out of the Chinese, out of the Vietnamese War was through pitting us against each other with the protest movement, which, by the way, was funded by the international communist community. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at some of the radical groups of the time, including the Black Panthers, you can see that the Black Panthers was handing out Mao's little red book in the inner cities.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that from the 70s or 60s.
Yeah. So bottom line is that these people all are into dividing and conquering. And when I say them, I mean the enemies within our own country too, you know?
I mean, right.
McCarthy identified them, and of course, when he started getting into the money that was backing them, that's when they shut him down.
Well, I bought Cal Quigley's little book, Hope and Tragedy, History of the World in Our Time, and Cal Quigley in that book states that McCarthy was getting too close to what they were doing and very close to exposing it, and they had to get rid of him.
Exactly. So, you know, you look at that, and basically, go ahead.
I didn't have any more to say, really. You there, Paul? Hello?
Jim, you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, Jim, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
My apologies. Yeah, so bottom line is what McCarthy was getting ready to expose was the use of trusts, these charitable trusts, in supporting international communism. That's what he was onto, and that's what he was going to bring down, because the links went to the highest levels, you know, business. It was actually the international business community that was propping up communism. That's what most people don't understand about it.
Oh, it was the international business community that started the Bolshevik Revolution?
Exactly. So here we have a situation where they're really good at divide and conquer. They pretty much have taken over at least one of our political parties that we know of, clearly. And you can demonstrate that by the fact that we had the Lippo Group scandal during the 80s again, where communist Chinese money was being funneled through Indonesia into the Democratic Party. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. That really at that time wasn't really on my radar.
Yeah, and that was a huge, huge scandal. It was impeachable, but what did they go after him for? They went after him for Monica Lewinsky. I mean, they had him for treason. He had the guy dead to rights for treason, for transferring technology to the communist Chinese, but they got him on Monica Lewinsky.
Well, I could never figure out who saved his butt on the treason charge.
Well, it's clear. Both sides are eating from the same trough. So, once again, the international criminals didn't want him to take a hit on that, because that was something that was occurring before him and after him. The transfer of technology to China continued after Clinton into the Bush administration. So nothing really changed.
It's still going on right now. You know the Chinese have an Aegis-type destroyer. You know that? And they call it Dragon's Breath. And that is all Aegis technology.
They got it from us, as you said.
Yes, they did.
The way they've done it is with partnerships with our corporations. And once they do a partnership, then there's a transfer of technology. And that's what the executive orders were all about. That's why the president had to give permission for that technology to change hands. And so clearly, the individuals that run this country have been largely responsible for the military, how should we say this, parity that the Chinese now enjoy. That's treason.
It is, and Bernie Schwartz ought to be hung for it.
Well, there's a lot of individuals, my friends, and the sad reality is they've got so many co-conspirators, I don't know what, where, you know. Once again, we the people just have to understand that who our friends are, and we just need to understand who our enemies are, and we need to make sure that we take care of our friends and that we protect ourselves from our enemies. That's all there is to it.
You got that very correct. Well, thank you, Paul.
Good talking with you. Thanks, Jim. We got Michael from New York. Mike?
Yes, sir, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you, sir. Actually, what we have to appreciate regarding Red China is if it wasn't for the high treason through the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas and the Israelis all working for the Rockefeller, Schwarzschild, Warburg banking cartel, mm-hmm. the Chinese would have to swim the ocean to get to us.
Mm-hmm.
They were never a threat until we allowed these traders and foreign agents to build them up from GATT, NAFTA, and CAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
And now all our high-tech jobs went over there, and we showed them everything we have and gave it to them on a silver platter so they can turn it around against us on that appointed day, which is not far away from now.
Well, the bottom line is that if you take a look at it, I mean, Russia went through its violent revolution. China went through its violent revolution. And who came out on top during those things, during those conflicts? Well, guess what Russia got out of it? They got a central bank. And they also ended up with the ability to transfer 99% of the wealth in that country to 1% of the population. You know, there was a great book written by Alexander Solzhenitsyn called The Second Class. And he talked about the difference between members of the Russian Communist Party, which only made up 1% of the population, and the rest of the population. And literally, that book was so explosive that they still don't want it over there.
Well, you know, Paul, what's so aggravating is the fact that we're simply repeating the same history, and the Americans are so asleep they don't even realize it. We financed the Bolsheviks, we financed the fascists, and we went to war with both of them. We had a long Cold War, protracted Cold War after World War II with the Bolsheviks again. And then they dragged us into the First and Second United Nations Wars after World War II, known as the Korean War, known as the Vietnam War, where the Americans were not allowed to win. You
Let's
can't cross this line, but
Mike,
they can, but you can't.
Mike, let's go back to Potsdam. Let's go back to giving Eastern Europe to the Communist Russia.
That's right. That's
so, I mean,
right, exactly.
They basically turned over half the world to them. And then we
on
take
a
look at what
platter.
They Exactly. We take a look at what they did give me a second here. I'm having brain lapse here. Anyway, hey, stay with me, Mike. We'll talk after the break.
Sure. Right. Thank you.
Go ahead, Mike.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com. on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Paul Drucken Financial Report and my website internettruth.org. And my friends, remember, the reason why I started promoting Allison C is because of the threat of biological weapons. It kills bacteria, kills parasites, kills all that stuff, but literally it will protect your immune system from these other things as well. I mean, that's why it matters. That's why it's important. And all I can tell you is I think that's your biggest threat. I really do. I can't see. Mike, you still with me?
Yes, sir, Paul. I am. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't see, people worry about a Chinese invasion, they worry about a Chinese nuclear strike. I don't know if that's going to come. I think the first thing that's going to hit us is going to be a biological weapon. I'm telling you right now.
Well, Paul, you're right about that, but let's not forget that it'll be a multi-pronged attack. Biological, pestilence, starvation, it'll be all forms of attrition, and then an outright assault. That's what they're prepping for. The UN Army is in place. They have to get our guns in order to roll us over.
Yeah,
and
we
can't
give those up.
That's the only thing holding them up. That's right. That's the only thing holding them up.
Well, here's what I'm saying. These other things are going to come, but I'm telling you, I think the first hit. I mean, I'm looking at this article that the Communist Chinese put in their paper, and this goes beyond failed threat. I mean, they're talking about casualties here. They're talking about specific American cities and the casualties that they will inflict on those cities. That goes beyond just a veiled threat, don't you think?
No questioning about it. They hate us. They are in this position to be a major threat to us, and that's why they heavily invested in them.
you know, but they created another monster because that's what they need. This cartel of elites that control all the banks and all the money in the world need oppositions fighting each other so they can continue to advance their agenda, which is a one-world government system, one currency, one religion. That's what they're going for.
Well, I'm going to give you another take on this, all right? I think a lot of people are worried about, well, they're going to work on converting us to their system. I don't know if that's even in the agenda. What if what the plan is just to colonize us with people that have already submitted to their system, individuals that are already basically the kind of citizenry that they want? And who better than the Communist Chinese or the Russians or some other country that's basically lived under the leadership for 50, 60, 70 years and lost its, you know, literally lost its will to live?
Well, that's another method of the attack, Paul. It'll be through free trade zones, which will be Trojan horses implanted within our country, so that on that day they have a network and infrastructure already in place to take us over and conquer us. It's all so obvious. The Texas Corridor, right? What is that? That's a military trail, 10 lanes wide with railroads on both sides. That's a military trail for rapid deployment of military forces. That's what they're building there. And that way they can rapidly deploy throughout our country. It's all so obvious. And what's sad is, you know, what's sad, sir, out of all of this, is we let it happen. I mean, under Slick Willie, they had to swim here to get to us prior. Then they didn't have missile technology, so Slick Willie takes a lot of money, high treason, and gives them missile technology, but they couldn't hit anything with it. So the compassionate conservative, G.W. Bush, that traitor, bushwhacker, gives them the MIRV technology so they can hit a bullseye with the missiles.
Yeah. It's pretty, you know, when you take a look at it. Now, here's the thing I hope our listeners walk away with. Number one, I'm not a fearmonger. Mike, you've been listening to me for a long time.
Nor am I.
I am anything but an alarmist here, but this is in your face. This is like, you know, this article today to me I don't even have a word to describe it that, you know, I had to respond to it. And I'm going to say this. You know, maybe you got some ammunition, maybe you got some guns. Maybe it's time to think about getting additional guns and additional ammunition so you can hand it out to your neighbors so all of us can put up an effective resistance when these idiots try to do what they're doing.
Yes, sir, Paul. I mean, that's it. We have to be prepared and for anything that may come our way so we can be a service to ourselves, our family, and our friends, and our country. I agree 100% with that whole philosophy. Stay healthy, stay prosperous the best you can, and invest in your future through protection, defense, through good food supplies, water supplies, and nutrient supplies, supplement supplies, and stay close to the good Lord at a spiritual level, and then we will be the remnant that makes it through and comes out the other end back into the light of day of a new United States of America.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. Mike, thanks for calling again.
God bless, sir.
You too. Yeah, that's what it boils down to. I mean, look, people ask me, do I think we live in a free country? Well, a country's only as free as its people, and if we're tied down to assorted addictions, it doesn't matter what they are, then obviously we're not free. I mean, the first thing we have to be free from is the ensnarements that these people have laid in our path. I mean, stuff that is designed to destroy us and to enslave us spiritually will lead to physical slavery. And that's how it all starts. And, you know, I take a look at China and how China ended up where they were able to take over was through the Opium Wars, that basically where the psychopaths pumped a bunch of opium into China, got a bunch of addicts, and were able to undermine their culture with it. Pretty much they've done the same thing here when you think about it. And we've got plenty of narcotics out there, not all of them come in a needle. I mean, we could talk about pornography, we could talk about gambling, we could talk about all kinds of things. Sexual addictions, narcotics, whatever addictions you can think of, they're out there. And they're easily obtainable, and the bottom line is most of them have become legal. To the point that we live in a society filled with addictions and addicts of different types, and those people that have addictions have already been compromised. the easiest person to compromise is someone who has a weakness. Just remember that. And you look around you and you say, well, why do these politicians do this or do that when it's not in our best interest for them to do this or do that? It's simply because they've already been compromised through addictions or through some other weakness that's been exploited. You know, I remember when I was in the Air Force, and one of the first things that they showed us was a little movie about a guy who got compromised because of a sexual addiction. It was a warning, you know, don't get into things that can be used against you. It's that simple. I also think about the program of mutually assured destruction, you know, MAD, and the nuclear arsenal that's been dismantled. And it was an effective deterrent. It works. It worked. But it doesn't work when your enemy can manufacture more nukes than you can. And it doesn't work when they have first strike capabilities. And it doesn't work when basically they're going around telling everybody what they're going to do to you. You know, this is like being on the playground, and all of a sudden the bully goes up to your friends and says, when I get my hands on that guy, I'm going to do this and do that and do this and do that. They're talking about it. It's gone beyond just thinking about it. They're talking about it. They're not worried about the fact that you know that they're talking about it. Then doing it is next. That's just a fact. So, you know, when I saw this article today, it was a shock. One of the biggest shocks I think I've ever experienced, you know, as a professional journalist, is when I saw this article and that it was just right out there, talking about which weapons will be used, talking about casualties in American cities, which cities they're going to target. That is just the definition of insanity. That's the definition of insanity. So all I can say is this, my friends, is like Mike said, you know, we've got to be strong. We've got to make sure that we don't fall in to the traps that they've laid along the way. We got to make sure that we can remain as independent as we possibly can, regardless of what they do. And I know we're going to prevail because I believe in God. And I think God always prevails. I think historically, good always triumphs. It has to. And whether that takes 10 years or 100 years or 1,000 years, it doesn't matter, because in the end, we win. And that's what you have to remember, is in the end, we win. So keep the faith and make sure that you don't get, how can I say this, paralyzed by fear. You know, just keep doing the little bit you can do. Get through your day. Provide for your family. You know, be a good person. Help those around you. And don't let fear take over your lives. And bad things are coming. But just remember, so are good things. God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with the Paul Drafton Financial Report.
Financial